Hello and welcome to Hot Air, BC's jazz show since 1947. I'm Margaret Gallagher, and you are in for a super show today with our guest, Andrea Superstein. The up-and-coming singer got her start in musical theater in Montreal. She puts a modern twist on old favorites, and she is about to start a BC tour with an all-star band. We'll meet Andrea in just a moment, but first, here she is with I Can't Give You Anything But Love. From her album One Night, that was Andrea Superstein, and I Can't Give You Anything But Love, and Andrea is our special guest today on Hot Air. Welcome.
Thanks, Margaret.
It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you very much. Really nice to be here.
Now, you sounded great on that. Who else is on that track with you?
You just heard Jen Lewin on the piano, Joseph Lubinsky-Mast on the bass, and Andrew Peebles on drums.
Great. Now, when did you start singing?
I started singing probably out of the womb. I started singing from a really early age, and I was quite an energetic kid. So my parents put me in musical theater, and that's pretty much where everything took off.
So how did you get from musical theater to jazz?
As I said, I worked in musical theater from quite a young age and kind of progressed in my late teens and early 20s. I worked as a singer-songwriter, played my guitar, and sang in bars. And when I moved to Vancouver, I was in an all-girl group called the Marmaladies. And a lot of the girls would bring songs to the table in rehearsal, and they'd say, oh, I did this song with my jazz choir. And I had no idea what a jazz choir really was all about. But they would bring these songs, and they'd say, oh, I know the song. I sang that song in a play. And so that's kind of where my jazz education really started blossoming. And I realized that a lot of the songs that I knew from childhood from the Great American Songbook were really the jazz standards.
Now, you brought in some favorite tunes for us today. And the first one comes from the Squirrel Nut Zippers. And it was actually the first on the list that you sent us. So why did you pick this tune?
I love this band. I feel like if I could be in a band, I would want it to be this one. I love the sense of nostalgia that the band has. And I first heard them, I guess, sometime in the early 90s when the swing revival was really happening in Montreal. And I read an article that described them as 30s punk, which I thought was really great. This song just really resonates with me.
And we're going to hear the Squirrel Nut Zippers with Put a Lid on It. That was the Squirrel Nut Zippers from North Carolina with Put a Lid on It from their 1996 album Hot, a pick from singer Andrea Superstein, our guest today as she gets ready for a BC tour. So Andrea, what do you think makes a singer great?
I think there are lots of different things that make a singer great. For me, I think it's the ability to tell a story and to wrap a multitude of emotions around a particular song. I think because the way that I respond to music is really emotional. It's not intellectual. And if a song can make me feel something, then I would say that's a good song. I think something else that really makes a singer great is the ability to perform. So not just about it sounding good, but really performing the song. And I think when I think about my own performance, I think that's what I take with me from, you know, being trained as an actor and being in musical theater, that element that really brings the song to the next level.
Well, we're going to hear a couple of your favorite singers who also happen to be a couple of my favorite singers. And we're going to start with the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. Tell me why you picked this one.
People ask me, oh, do you have any influences, any vocalists that you really admire? And Ella Fitzgerald always comes to mind because when I think about her, I think if I could describe her in one word, it would be perfect. Mm-hmm. Her tone is perfect. Her delivery is perfect. And I also really love that no matter what she's singing, there's always this element of joy that she brings to the music, and I can't help but feel good. It seems to me like she's always smiling when she's singing and she really loves what she's doing. So that's why I picked her.
So we're going to hear Blue Skies by Ella Fitzgerald. This is Ella Fitzgerald with the Paul Weston Orchestra. She makes it sound so easy. That's Ella Fitzgerald with Irving Berlin's Blue Skies, a pick from singer Andrea Superstein, our guest today on Hot Air, BC's jazz show. Now, you've also brought in another vocalist who has a very different style from that of Ella Fitzgerald, Montreal's Susie Arioli.
Yes, I love Susie because not only is she a super cool person, I love her style. It's so straight ahead. There's no fancy tricks or anything. It's really pure. And I think that also is something that makes a song great. She just attacks the song. And I can close my eyes and listen to it and feel like I'm being transported somewhere, which I really love. And a little anecdote about Susie is that I started following her, started listening to a lot more of her music, and I was going to Montreal to visit my family last summer, and I just thought, hey, you know, why not give it a try? We became pals on Facebook and messaging back and forth, and I just thought, I'm just going to go for it. So I asked her if she might want to hang out with me in Montreal when I was there, thinking that she would say, absolutely no way, you weird internet stalker. So she said yes, and I thought, okay, she's just saying yes to be nice. I'm going to go to Montreal. When the time comes, she's going to say, actually, I'm busy or I'm not in town. But she was so cool. She said, yeah, let's definitely hang out. But instead of going somewhere, why don't you come over to my house and we can just hang out here? So I spent the afternoon hanging out with Susie and her cats on her back porch on a beautiful summer's day in Montreal, and it was completely thrilling. She's amazing.
Oh, nice. I want to be Susie Arioli's Facebook friend too now.
You can.
Okay. Well, here we're going to listen to her singing Can't We Be Friends, Susie Arioli, who also plays the drums in this. You're listening to Hot Air on CBC Radio 1. That is 88.1 FM, 690 AM in Vancouver, 90.5 FM in Victoria. I'm Margaret Gallagher, and that was Susie Arioli with Can't We Be Friends from the 1929 musical The Little Show, a pick from our guest today, Andrea Superstein, who is no stranger to the musical theater stage herself. Now, you have a degree in theater from McGill University. You've also got a master's degree in drama education from UBC. So what role does theater play in the way you approach music?
I think performance is definitely a huge component of being a vocalist. I think there's a big difference between being able to sing a song that sounds good, which is great when you're listening to the radio. But in terms of live performance, I think having all that training as an actor really helps with the live performance. Not to say that we put on a show, that I'm not playing a role. I am myself when I'm on stage, but I think really understanding how to connect with an audience is where the magic happens in live performance. And that's something that I think ultimately keeps people coming back to see the shows. And it allows me to have, I think, a deeper connection with the people who are coming out to hear the music.
And you were talking about how many of the songs that we consider jazz standards are from the Great American Songbook, and some of them, you know, they've been around for a while. So how do you make old songs new, or do you even have to?
Well, I think for me, picking the song is number one. So I won't just do any song. I try to be really selective about what I'm performing, and it has to resonate with me in some way. And so ultimately, if I hear an old tune, I say, okay, that's the tune that I want to be working with. It already incites some kind of emotion within me, and it's really easy to figure out how to make it different. Because you're right, we don't want to replicate something that's already been done, but I do want to bring some of that old-time flavor into what we're doing. But I still recognize that I am a human being in 2013, and that's, you know, that's where we live, and that's the reality that I live in. And so I'm really interested in finding kind of an interesting meeting point between nostalgic feelings or ideas and contemporary as well.
It's interesting because the last song that we listened to, Can't We Be Friends, the first time I heard it, I think, was probably Ella Fitzgerald singing it with Louis Armstrong, who we heard just before that. And I love both versions, and they are decades and decades apart, as well as approaches apart.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing about jazz, is that you can have so many different versions of a song, and they all sound different, and in a way, they all sound like different songs. So that's really what I love about it.
Now, your next pick comes from a Vancouver group that gives old songs new life, and sometimes actually takes newer songs and gives them a vintage flavor. And I'm talking about Van Django.
Yeah, I love the music of Django Reinhardt. And when I moved to Vancouver, I was, you know, poking around online and seeing if there are any hot jazz groups in Vancouver. And I came across Van Django, and I became an instant fan. And then, you know, one night I was playing a gig somewhere, and Bud Schachty, who's in Van Django, was playing the set after me, and I just ran up to him and said, are you in Van Django? He said, yes. I said, I'm a huge fan, and we became pals.
Facebook friends?
I don't know if we're Facebook friends, but we're real life friends, which okay, is better.
That's true. And so you brought in a tune by them from their new album, I guess, which is Waltz in the Shape of a Tree.
That's right.
Van Django, and I'll see you in my badass dreams. That's Cameron Wilson, Finn Maneke, Brent Gubbles, and Bud Schachty. A pick from Andrea Superstein, our guest today on Hot Air, and real-life friends with Bud Schachty. And you also have recorded together.
Yes. When I recorded my last record, which is also my first record, I knew that I wanted to do something with Budge because he's a fabulous guitar player and a fabulous person. And I thought, you know, maybe we could do a Django tune. And I was thinking, well, what could we do? And I went to see Oliver Gannon and Bill Kuhn play at the Cellar, and they played this beautiful version of Nuage, instrumental. And I was like, oh, I really like that song. And I did a little bit more research into it, and I found that there are some lyrics that exist, and they're quite beautiful. And another reason that I love the song so much is that the lyrics are in French. And being from Montreal, I really felt like, and also being a Canadian, I really felt like it was important to have at least one French song on the record. And it's the last song on the record, and I don't know if I should admit to this, but it's my favorite.
Well, it is a gorgeous song. We're going to listen to it right now. From her debut album, One Night, that was Andrea Superstein and Nuage featuring Bud Schachty on guitar. You're listening to Hot Air on CBC Radio 1. That's 88.1 FM, 690 AM in Vancouver, 96.9 FM in Salmon Arm, where Andrea will be next Thursday night. She is touring throughout Western Canada from March 20th to 31st, but first she joins us here on Hot Air. Now, Andrea, I just realized that your spring tour coincides with the school spring break here in Vancouver, which I suppose is no accident, given that you teach at a high school.
That is true.
So you teach drama.
Yes, I do.
Now, how do you switch from the role of being a teacher to being a chanteuse?
I think that's just kind of the way it's been for such a long time. It just sort of seems like my regular existence. You know, in the morning I put on the teacher hat and I go to work, and then I come home, and in the afternoon I put on the singer hat. But I feel like I'm still the same person regardless. I think, especially now with a lot of teachers, and maybe more so with fine arts teachers, we're not the stereotypical, you know, sit down and be quiet kind of teachers. And so I think being able to work in a creative environment every day, all day, is pretty amazing.
What do your students think? Like, have they ever come to see you sing?
Yep, they have. I've had a couple of students come to gigs with their parents and their families. It's amazing. It's really nice. I think it's really nice for them to be able to see their teachers working as professionals as well. It's really inspiring for them and helps keep me on the top of my game also.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've picked a piece that actually might be very relevant to your students in a few years, and this is 20-something.
Yeah, this is a song by Jamie Cullum, who I think is a crazy, amazing performer. And I like him a lot because I think he really kind of treads the line between jazz and pop.
Well, we're going to hear a piece he did called 20-something. That was 20-something by Jamie Cullum. It was a pick from singer Andrea Superstein, who is about to head out on her BC tour. One of the places she will hit is Invermere on March 30th, hometown to Morgan Childs, who is playing drums on the next piece that you have picked, Andrea.
Yes, and I was in Toronto last year. Canadian Music Week had its first ever jazz showcase. And when I went out there, I asked Morgan if he would play in the band with me, and he said sure, and he also helped put together a Toronto band. And one of the band members was Richard Whiteman on piano. So we played a show at the Rex, and we did an opening set, and then we opened it up, and there was a jam session afterwards. And I was chatting with some people in the crowd, and I turn around, and there's Richard sitting at the drum set playing. I thought, oh, that's interesting. He just played a set on piano. Pretty cool. He can play the drums. And then a couple of minutes later, I turn around again, and there he is playing the bass. And so he kind of did the rounds, and I chose this song because this is actually Richard playing the bass, and he's quite an accomplished musician on the piano and on the bass, and I think that's really cool when people are multi-talented, multifaceted, and I think this tune is really swinging.
Sweden's Coop with Coop Island Blues. This is Hot Air on CBC Radio 1. That is 88.1 FM, 690 AM in Vancouver, 91.3 FM in Revelstoke, where Andrea Superstein will be on March 31st performing at The Last Drop, and she is our guest today on Hot Air. So, Andrea, who is going to be hitting the road with you?
The team is Sharon Minamoto Renee Wurst, and Andrew Miller. And we're all going to pack in all our gear into a minivan and drive across the province.
That's quite a band you've got.
It sure is.
So what's going to be next for you?
Well, upcoming, we're playing at the Cellar next week in Vancouver, which I'm really excited about, kicking off the tour. And when we get back from tour, I am hoping to record record number two.
And you've actually, you're going to leave us with kind of a bit of a preview of that album, because you have just recorded something that's got a little bit of a story behind it.
Yeah. I just won a grant, I guess, or a prize from Music BC to record a single. And, you know, when the call went out, I just thought, there's no way that they're going to award this to a jazz artist. I shouldn't even bother. But, you know, never try, never know. So I submitted an application and they got back to me and said, congratulations. So that was pretty amazing. Basically, I had 2 days in Mushroom Studio and producer Chris Michel at my disposal. It was an incredible experience. And unfortunately, Mushroom is going to be closing at the end of this month. So it was really amazing to be one of the last artists to record in there. That place has so much history. It was a total dream come true. And so we recorded this song, Love Me or Leave Me, and so many people play on this tune. What a blessing. So much fun, lots of friends. It was a really wonderful experience. And I'm super grateful to Music BC for the opportunity.
Well, we've loved having you on Hot Air, and now it is time for you to leave us. So thank you so much, Andrea.
Thank you.
This is Andrea Superstein with Love Me or Leave Me.
This suspense is killing me.